there are some people saying our standard is way too low for Kevin Stefanski and the Cleveland Browns, which is, you know what? I'm fine. Welcome to it. I think a guy like real Xavier P, I mean, he is listing the reasons. No way. And I got to tell you, if you are a person who, and I think there's a lot more people than what we give air to, who are just wondering, like, why do you guys hold him in such high regard? I think it would spin you up into a circle over here. And like, what are the metrics? How do we judge? Like, you judge him by wins and losses. That's what you judge him by. Like, there's plenty of reasons. If I sat here and made excuses for every coach, because usually coaches who get fired, usually I would say 90% of the time, they have a very valid excuse of why they failed. They didn't have a quarterback. Okay, well, if I just sat there and kept saying that they didn't have a quarterback, I think a lot less guys would get fired. I think we'd have a lot more 10-year guys, 11-year guys, things like that. I just can't continue. I've said a lot of things that were, I think, true of Kevin Stefanski, but they start to wear thin over time. You're 6 years into this. You got to start taking a step forward here and becoming a competitive team every single season. And I'm not asking for 10-7. I'm asking for 7 wins. You went from 3 games to 7 games. I can't see a scenario where you would fire a guy. I mean, if you got 7 wins out of a team that goes into the preseason with 4 quarterbacks vying for the starting job, now, how much of a real competition that is, we can discuss. But you got 4 different guys going in to start the most important position. You get 7 wins out of that football team. Hell, that's a pretty decent job, I would say. But to a person who has tried to hold him to a higher standard, I think even hearing me would be too soft pedaling for him.
So they don't really, you're saying they don't care that their expectations are that of a rebuild, right? Like the fact that Vegas has them anywhere from 4.5 to 5.5 wins.
I understand that. I think that they become frustrated. I think the people who are, you know, saying Stefanski truthers makes them sound like a bunch of nut jobs. So I'm not trying to do that. I think they're trying to hold professional football coaches accountable for their job. But if I were to look at him and say exactly what you just said, the expectations of 4.5 going, then why is he always safe? Then why is he always like above reproach? Why is it always the conversation to be had about, well, if he got fired, he'd find another head coaching job tomorrow? I mean, I like Kevin. And I think he's done an admirable job in so many ways. But damn, I mean, it is professional sports. The name of the game is eventually to win. It's professional football, especially. And you play the hand you're dealt. I'm sure Dennis Allen is upset that he got a raw deal with the quarterbacks that he had in both, well, not Vegas, but Oakland at the time. And he had a rough go of it with the injury to Derek Carr. And then he was down there in New Orleans. I'm sure he's upset about it. I'm sure there's plenty of coaches who said, if I had a quarterback, I'd still be employed, who probably did have really good ideas. Probably Browns head coaches. I mean, Mike Pettine wasn't so bad if you had a quarterback that wasn't Johnny and had a franchise, bona fide franchise quarterback instead of the arguments that we were having. Maybe Mike Pettine would still be around. Maybe Hugh Jackson would still be around. May a lot of these guys feel that they would still be around in different places. So what makes Kevin special? I think that he can be a good offensive mind, but I also have to wonder so many times, okay, is it just a system that you fit? Is it just a system that you have to have? Because you got to make the changes with the times. If we're going to be looking at certain quarterbacks who, you know what, they're not as under center. They don't do as much play action. They're not as good in 12 personnel. All right, well, then, you know what, we're going to have to be able to switch with some of this stuff. You have to stick and move here. It's an ever-changing atmosphere in the NFL, and you got to be able to keep up with it or you're going to be left out.
You've said the number 7, though, or it was Fanta.
Yeah,
brought it,
okay. which I sound so exasperated by, because 7 is, I think a lot of people are into their windshield going, what, 7 wins is all you're holding them accountable? Whoa, big tough talking Ken, which I can understand where you guys are coming from.
I want to know if those fans were betting the win total this year, what they are truly with their money. It's one thing to just not like a coach, want the team to replace the coach or whatever, but what would be your realistic expectations going into the season either way?
So my realistic expectation, 6-7 wins. 6, I don't know if I can guarantee you. 7, man, if you get the 7 wins from 3 last year, and I know that they weren't really trying in the final month of the season, but if you get the 7 wins this year, well, considering the holes that we are supposed to have, well, you get the 7 wins, that means that some of the young guys have played well. That means that maybe some of your rookies have played well. Like, I don't know if I just want to fix numbers and say, well, you know, Quinshon Judkins has to run for this amount, but if he plays well, he's going to help you win 7 football games. Jerry Jeudy's going to help you win 7 football games. Other guys are going to help, and a quarterback will have had to have played well. Damn it, maybe Shador, maybe Dylan, maybe anybody. Yes.
I think you have to assume if they get to 7 wins, they've found a guy to play quarterback at least for the next couple seasons.
Well, you'd think
because
so, but then
with the way they hold their draft picks right now and the number of picks that they hold so high in the or could potentially hold high in the draft, at some point, much like last year, they had to have a defining line in the schedule to go, all right, we're out of it. We got to start worrying about where we are in the draft.
It's another thing that some people might get mad at me about today, and I've done a good job of that this morning. 7 wins with one of the young guys. Throw Kenny in there. It'll be 27.
Kenny is the one that you can actually bank on the most to get you to 7.
Well, fair enough, right?
Today.
Any one of them 3 guys, Dylan, Shador, Kenny. Any one of them guys gets you to 7 wins, that's just enough to make some people, half your fans, want to take position players next year with those 2 first-round picks, and just enough to make the other half go, nah, this guy ain't good enough. We got to go for the gusto here with one of these other guys.
Yeah,
what that becomes.
What's the ceiling of the quarterback you have?
And I know that everybody wants it in a nice tight bow where, hey, you know what, let's just go out there and win 2 games and we don't have to worry about any of this other stuff and we can get rid of all this stuff. Life is very, very, very rarely like that. So I'd be willing to bet, with the way the things are going for the Browns right now, I would say watch your quarterbacks in college football this year. All the names that are out there that are possibilities. Hell, if you want to even have some fun, I don't think he's coming out, but you want to talk about Arch Manning, go right on ahead and talk about Arch Manning. I mean, help, his Uncle Peyton was in a commercial here yesterday with Pumpkinhead and Macho Fan and Bernie Kosar and everybody. Did you see that?
I saw some of that online.
I don't know what the commercial's for, but they're doing something here in Cleveland. And if you want to go ahead and have that, fine, because I think that next year the big conversation, if you get the 7 wins, and I think you can, if you get the 7 wins, it's going to be Kenny, Shador, Dylan, one of them 3 guys, or one of the guys out of the draft. And that's the decision you have to make. Are one of those guys going to be worth it to invest in, that if you get them X, Y, and Z, they can get you to 11 wins in the playoffs consistently? Or do you want to say, you know what, one of these guys, they have a much better chance to be a bona fide franchise quarterback. You traded those picks last year for a reason, so you got to go and do that. I think that that is a convoluted goal, but I think that that's the goal of where we're at right now. I don't think it's going to be as simple as one of these guys takes off, takes this team to another level. That'd be a lot of fun. That'd be great. I think it's much different than that, and it's much more complex than that.